so more than 1,200 Palestinians are dead, 55 Israelis are dead, much of Gaza is in ruins and rockets are still being fired across both sides of the Israeli border. Is there an end in sight? What is Israel's chief backer, the United States, doing to help? Peter Matthews is a US political analyst and university professor. He spoke to us earlier.
Well, the US is the biggest backer of Israel, as we all know, politically and certainly militarily as well as diplomatically. And if the president really wants to put some pressure on Israel, he could do that. But there are also domestic concerns in the United States. You know, I've got a book out that I just published called Dollar Democracy with Liberty and Justice for Some, How to Reclaim the American Dream for All. And my basic thesis is that money in American politics, private money, corporate lobbyist money, and other special interest group money, has basically slanted American policy against the middle class, the working people in America, and in favor of the 1%. And that also applies in foreign policy. There have been many foreign policy groups that are really well organized, very articulated with what they believe in, and they are also funded well, and they basically influence the Congress to go in certain directions regarding certain specific countries in the world. So this is a problem of American politics, that it's very difficult to get a good, objective, and comprehensive policy, domestic or foreign policy, because of wealthy special interest control and influence in the country. But immediately people are dying, and I would say that it behooves Israel to really recognize a ceasefire and for Hamas also to stop right now, because otherwise, you know, thousands are going to die unnecessarily, and it's very tragic.
Is there any divergence of opinion at political level on this conflict?
Yes. Matter of fact, I've looked at the latest Gallup poll, and I found that it's so amazing that 40% of Americans believe that Israel is unjustified in doing what it's doing right now, and 42% say that it is justified. It's very closely divided, and yet the entire U.S. Congress, almost the entire U.S. Congress, and the president also, has said that Israel has a right to do what they're doing, basically, in order to defend themselves. It's quite of a disconnect between the views of the American people, which is divided, and the views of the leaders, and I think that has to do with special interest control. One more thing, if you don't mind me saying, and that is, if you look at the generational divide in this poll, you find that younger people between 18 and 29 years old overwhelmingly say that Israel is not justified in doing what it's doing. Here's the numbers right here. 25% say Israel is justified, and 51% say Israel is unjustified in doing what it's doing. That's the 18 to 29-year-olds. When you go to the 50 to 64-year-olds, it's 53% that say Israel is justified, and 29% say Israel is unjustified. So you've got a real generational gap here in how Israel is perceived and what it's doing. And that would behoove Israel to take note of that, because while this generation leadership and some of the people in this country support what they're doing regardless of the consequences, the younger people are much more willing to look at things objectively and be more measured to guarantee both states security and peace. The two-state solution with pre-67 borders is the real solution, in my view, and the next generation is going to be pushing that more. So why have all these folks dying in the process? It's very tragic.
Is there a point in this conflict, whatever about medium or long term, Peter, at which the number of deaths becomes too much and might force the U.S. to withdraw support for Netanyahu?
I think there will come a time of that. It has to do also with an American media. It seems to me the media in the United States is now opening up a little bit more to look at the conflict in a more measured, more careful, more balanced way to report the carnage on one side particularly. Prior to that, the media was ignoring the imbalance of carnage, and so with the American media a bit more open now to reporting the truth more carefully, I think there's a chance there'll be a shift in policy, especially, like I mentioned, the younger generation supporting a more balanced view.
That was Peter Matthews, a US-based political analyst and university professor, speaking to us earlier.